You're listening to Madiba's Radio.
Opula pule Madiba's Radio.
Utelerije Madiba's Radio.
Oteche deza Madiba Radio.
Omametse Madiba's Radio.
Akulise na Madiba's Radio.
Lalele I Madiba's Radio.
Ulalele Madiba's Radio.
Niko chechereza Madiba's Radio.
Ureje Madiba's Radio.
You're listening to Madiba's Radio, opening up the way for you to be heard.
And of course, we are back. This is the Weekday Shake here on Madiba's Radio Podcast.
We are back. It's a new week. I'm excited. It's a new week. It's a Monday. It's the beginning of a new term. We're back from recess.
Literally, the final leg.
It's going to be a long one. A long and quick one at the same time.
True. But I feel like it's exciting at the same time.
Yeah, definitely getting to finish off the year. But the stress, the academic stress.
It's a lot.
It's going to be too much.
But of course, to introduce ourselves, my name is Tsoke Telondlovu, the brightest star on the airwaves. And of course, I'm not alone. I'm with the icon
right next to me. The one and only. I'm Tamia Lewitz, but you know you can call me Mia. And we are at Madiba's Radio, where you know we keep it cute, classy, and a little bit chaotic. Just a little. But we are here on the Weekday Shake, and you know we like to shake it up. So let's get into it. I mean, our table talk of the day is how we commercialize African languages.
Ooh, I love that, because I feel like we're moving into, it's 2025, mm-hmm. and I feel like, you know, as much as we always assume when we think commercial, we always think, you know, English. I feel like that's a bit of an outdated thought.
Yeah.
Because, especially in Africa.
Yeah, and at the same time, I mean, literally we have 11, I think it's 11 or 12 literally. Official languages at this point. And, I mean, besides our languages, how we embrace it through our culture as well, or our native language. And, I mean, I remember, actually, fun fact of the day. Ooh. I didn't know this until our producer brought it forth, but there was a Vogue issue in 1962, I believe, the first South African Vogue issue. Yeah, but it wasn't actually even centered around being like African or the African culture. It was more centered around like the westernization of things. And, you know, to be specific, in that time from the 1940s to like 1962, a lot of, you know, the fashion publications back in the day, they used to use the term African as more as a descriptive tool, you know, rather than like specifically the cultural identifier of who we are. Mm. And they used to use lots of words like native or exotic, quote unquote. Yeah.
You know those words. Once you put out those words, you know where.
So it was a bit of a touchy time back then. But I mean, in the day and age where we are now, I feel a lot of times where we can commercialize it in a good way. We can brand it in a good way rather than appropriating the culture.
True.
Or just using it to be like, no, we're woke. But you're actually not. You're woke. Actually not really deep diving into the language, into the culture, on how to appreciate and how to, you know, fully encompass and understand it.
Mm.
I feel like that's like actually really missed a lot, especially in mainstream as well.
I feel like mainstream, it gets a bit rough, especially now when, because South Africa, we're just so international. We get always, international attention just loves us. So now when the West comes in and they're just like, oh, we see you got languages, we see you guys got culture. But when they don't really do it well and they appropriate, it's like, what's going on? Like,
it's a bit of a
tricky one.
Yeah, it's a tricky one. Especially even in, I don't know if you remember, in Black Panther.
Yes.
With the whole debate on whether it was appreciation or appropriation when they were using, when they're in the movie, when they were speaking the Isixhosa language. Mm. So people were like, no, it's appreciation because it's inclusive, you know, the cultural connection, we have pride. And I mean, the South African actor, I believe it was John Carney.
Yeah.
Who introduced speaking Isixhosa in the Marvel Universe. He introduced it in Captain America Civil War, that movie specifically. And it came from a good place of wanting to introduce it and, like, you know, show it to the world. But then how did the world take it, or how did they use it to their own advantage rather than actually appreciating it for what it truly is? And I mean, it added to the authenticity of the movie, because Black Panther is the comic, the movie, it's African rooted. You know, it's an African city, African country where Black Panther is from. It's the culture is encompassed, like, its roots is African. So, I mean, it added originality to the movie as well, and it brought recognition to the culture, to just the language, but then as well, they put it on such a global platform and mainstreamed it in a way where some people who spoke the language felt like it was just not appreciating it enough.
True, and I feel like also, like, if you, like, for example, you're not from South Africa and you watch the movie, you can't really identify. Like, there's no way to, like, identify, okay, that's this language, that's that language. And I feel like they kind of just also kind of meshed everything together, which is, like, I mean, hey, we're all for, like, you know, unison and just being together. But at the same time, let's also respect that, okay, like, let's also give the people names.
Yeah, because it was a big thing where they couldn't, where some of the actors, I won't say the names or whatever, where some of the actors actually didn't pronounce words properly.
True.
So it was seen as, like, disrespectful that they didn't try hard enough to actually, you know, fully understand it or actually, you know, pronounce it in that way. So then it was seen as, like, a publicity stunt. In a way where people were just like, no, like, speak the language, it's fine. Speak closer. It's okay.
It's okay. Like,
but then they were like, you're just speaking it like halfway, because people were like, that is rubbish. Like I watched all the TikToks. They were like, no, it's not good enough. You know, the pronunciation, it just seems so wrong.
And
so
it's like,
then you wonder if it was truly done in a good way from the heart to actually bring forth, you know, publicity for this language, to preserve it globally, or was it just done for people to not, you know, hate them, or, you know,
just like,
yeah, to not cancel them, things like that. But it's a tricky situation.
It is a tricky situation because there is arguments on both sides, and, like, on both sides I can see, you know, where they're cooking, and on the other side I'm like, hey, you know, it's tricky here, it's tricky here. And it's always interesting when we see this, especially on public platforms, because it's like, even on social media, because one thing about social media is always going to be a debate. We're always going to debate on social media, which, that's what we love about the technical age. But it's quite interesting, and I feel like, as we move into the future, I hope that this improves, in the sense that when actors are like, listen, today you're going to speak this language, you take the time to know it, you take the time to really perfect it, respect it, and also like, understand the cultural background to it. Because it's like, yes, you can speak a language, but I feel like there's a lot of like history that you need to understand and references that, okay, if you get a certain, like, what do you call this? Like, you know, like those like words that are like used colloquially, that's like,
yes,
you know, it's like you need history to understand such terms. And if you don't have that, then it becomes like, okay, it's
you
tricky.
Can't just research surface level. You have to deep dive to fully understand it. So I get what you said. And I mean, talking about debating, do you remember a while back, I think it was in 2021, when we officially changed the name of the city?
Oh, yeah.
From Port Elizabeth to Qabeqa.
Hey, that was a hot debate.
That was a big one. How did you feel about that?
I didn't get the debate because I was for the name change. When they explained that, okay, it's not Qabeqa now. I was like, okay, I love this. Like, let's have a click now, you know? Like, I was for it.
It felt a bit spicy. Like, you know, it was nice.
I will say that it shocked me a bit because I thought, like, they were going to change it to Ebayi. But when I read about, like, Qabeqa and, like, what it means and stuff like that, I was like, okay, this makes sense. Like, I liked it. How did you feel about it?
I felt okay about it. Like, I felt good because I was like, okay, I understand the connotation of the name Port Elizabeth, you know, with the whole colonization and everything. I understand that we wanted to move forward with our city, but the whole speculation and the controversy came with, like, the amount of money they spent on the name change and just how, like, some people couldn't pronounce it as well. But I feel like if you learn, it's okay because it's where you live.
True.
So just learn to, like, pronounce it properly. That's okay. But I also think another aspect was where people were just so used to, like, imagine you were, like, 70 years old and you've been living in Port Elizabeth.
True.
Now people ask you where you're from, you're like, wait, let me remember that name. But I think we all are used to it by now.
Yeah, and it's even the signs. And I feel like also people kind of being hypocritical in a way because, like, a lot of, like, the towns and other cities in Eastern Cape got name changes as well. So I'm just like,
it was really a big thing to, like, people really went on about Port Elizabeth the most.
When, like,
I don't get why,
honestly,
though.
Like, it doesn't make sense.
Like, change is always good, though. Change is good, and we should appreciate that. And I mean, talking about change and just appreciation, how the linguistic value chain in our society, so, like, how can we make our language more mainstream and profitable in a way. So, like, taking that power back, you know, not just being like, oh, that's the language in the background, but how can we actually make it a strong point? And I feel like they did that a lot in, do you remember Sesame Street?
Yes, I used to love it.
Yeah. Kalani Sesame.
Oh, I loved it. And I feel like what was always so interesting is, like, different days will be a different language. You don't know what to expect, you know?
Yeah, definitely. So, I mean, that was really very inclusive, and I love that. And another point was, as well, I don't know, did you watch Cool Cats?
I did.
When you were younger. I watched it. I don't know. Shout out to the generation that watched Cool Cats.
Shout out to them.
We love them. But, like, it was so cool to, like, when, you know, they're signing off from the show, and they're like, bye, tootsies. All the you know, all the different languages was so fun, because then you're actually also learning.
True.
In a way. And I feel like it was so good because it was a child show. So it was, like, really children-centered, because kids are more prone to learn new things. So, like, that diversity and just showing that inclusivity as well was, like, a really beautiful thing. And I feel like it should be done even more now for adult shows and kid shows going forward. You know?
I agree, too, because I feel like one thing I noticed is, like, you know, as a child, it's very prevalent. But then as you grow older, there's not to say there isn't, there is, but I feel like it's easier to, like, okay, like, let's say you watch Takalani Sesame and Cool Cats, and, like, your language skills, like, really grow. But then as you get older, also depends on, like, where you grew up and your home and stuff like that. It's easy for it to get lost in the way. And I do feel like as an adult, not to say it's impossible, but it becomes harder to now regain that understanding with the languages and just, like, regain that thing with confidence as well. Because now it becomes a thing of, like, hey, I kind of lost it, but I want it back. But now, what must happen? Like,
you know? I get what you're saying. Yeah. No, completely. And I mean, now that you're older, if you don't get a show, we all go to Duolingo.
Yeah.
We all go look online, you go search through your phone, your Google Translations, or you download the app or whatever. But I mean, not, I don't know, I'm speaking under correction here, but, like, I don't think all of our official languages are on Duolingo. So it's like, you're connecting with French, you're connecting with, you know, speaking Spanish and all those things, but, like, the languages in your country.
Is it there? Because I know Zulu's there.
Yeah.
But, like, it's not, like, I noticed, like, with the other, like, international languages, there's even, like, a voice memo, and there's even, like, they get more advanced with it, but with Zulu, it's very
Like, with AI.
Yeah. But, I mean, they're still starting, but I realized that it's not as, it helps, but it's not as, like, immersive. And I feel like it should be immersive. Like, you have to, like, take out your voice code, like, Sabona, you know? Like, we want that, you know?
Yeah, and I mean, I checked, like, they did introduce isiXhosa as a language, but I don't think the course that, like, it's fully complete yet.
True.
So it's like, also, you're gonna learn, like, halfway, or just, like, a little bit, and you're waiting for them to update it. So, like, you know, how do you fully go on with that?
Because it's, like, very easy to, like, after that, if it takes too long, then
you're just gonna start learning a different language that's not even in your country.
True. And it's like, we love learning languages, especially, like, internationally, but at the same time, it's like, when are you gonna speak French?
Yeah.
Like, on your day-to-day life, you know, French is not going to really help you. No shade to French or other international languages. But
no,
like,
we love it. We love it.
But at the same time, it's like,
being multilingual is a good thing, but I feel like at the same time, we forget a lot as South Africans to, like, we have 11 languages. Branch out sometimes into the language spoken in your country. Because a lot of the times you just assume, like, oh, no, the main language is English. Everyone's going to speak that. It's okay. But sometimes it would be nice to, like, talk to someone in their native language for them, if they're not comfortable speaking in English, for them to communicate with you. And you don't have to reply back, but you can understand.
Yeah.
Or just, you know, having that open door and that open space.
Where, like, you get it, you know?
Yeah.
Because when now, because I feel like language barrier can be a tough thing sometimes because now both parties feel that, you know, I need to express myself, but I don't have the linguistics to do it.
Yeah.
And you don't want that. You want people to be able to speak and be able to express themselves in whichever language they want. And yeah, we need to do better. We need to
do better.
Duolingo? Duolingo? Like, let's lock in. Like,
I think South Africans as well. Let's do better.
Yeah, like,
me, what? Myself first. Let me go learn more South African languages.
Yeah, let's lock in on that first.
But talking on the topic, we have a fun surprise for you guys here in the studio today. We didn't say it in the beginning of the episode, but today is a special episode because we have a very special someone from our hometown here. you know, from Quebec, from PE, guys. It's a wonderful artist, and he makes sure to draw that inspiration and that inclusivity from his culture, from his language, into his music. And I think that's quite really important. But I mean, let's give it up. And he has even a surprise performance for us here in studio. So I think, Tiko, take it away. Introduce.
Of course, today we are joining none other than the icon superstar, Eastern Cape's greatest, Felisa Bacaso.
Pew, pew, pew. We are so excited.
How are you doing today? Let's start, you know, how are you doing?
Ngiyaphila kunjani.
Ngiyaphila,
I topic yenu. And ngoku indisa ekuthini mandibhobhe, which is a language yam original, isiBhaca. Yabo, ndiyaniva nithetha nge 11 languages. Yabo, and kula 11 languages enibhobha ngayo isiBhaca sikho pha. Yabo. So thina as ama Bhaca language yethu ayikho official. Yabo, but ikhona language yamaBhaca. So namhlanje into enza uyenza nditawubhobha. Yabo, nditawubhobha so that masiphuma apha ndiphume at least nani nathi uba there is this language and isounda kanje. Yabo, so yeah,
I love that. Like, I because I did also note that it's not part of the 11 languages. I'm like, why? Like, come on now, we need it. And I feel like this interview today is also gonna, like, listen, I feel like we'll also start speaking it as well. Like, you know, like, who knows? Like,
we should start and try. Duolingo, get on that.
Like, get on that. Like, but, like, with your music career, like, one thing I've noticed is that your music is so spiritual. I feel like that's the word that really describes it for me, because it's not even just like you listen to it, it's like it's a whole experience. You're like transported to a whole different universe. So I want to know, like, how spiritually connected are you with your music, and is there like a factor that really, like, basically you incorporate whilst you're, like, you know, recording and writing and really performing as well?
Ndingumntu womoya. Ndinesiphiwo sengoma. Abanye abantu bacinga ukuthi ndiyathwasa, yabo, but andithwasi, yabo. So ndinesiphiwo sengoma, and yinto ezenzekele, yabo. Even xa ndiperforma nam kwenzeka izinto estejini ndingazi uba kwenze kanjani, yabo. So ndisisiphiwo somoya wengoma esendinaso. Yeah,
like, I love that, because it's like,
please try to translate, ne?
Okay.
Please. Please.
All right.
So I think definitely, first of all, I love that your first single, Tumelo.
Tumelo, sure.
Yes, yes. So I want to know how, firstly, how you came about it. What was the inspiration like starting the song,
okay,
when you started to write it, and then how basically you just, how it came together, actually.
Okay. Was a translator, ne?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, we were given a task at Ushunwo Mhlaba last year. Ukubhala ngengoma, love song, nengoma, ingoma ezithu, kwakuyi-final. So that sizazi performa kwi-final. Andingumntu obhala kakhulu ke nge-love songs, yabo, but kuba ndandinikwela task, then ndahlanganisa and phana kwakhona abantu abawu-2 abangotumelo, yabo. So eli gama liringa kamnandi, Tumelo, 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 yabo. Then ndasebenzisa lona as i-chorus yengoma, then yeah, ephuma kanjalo.
Oh, I love that. So basically, I'm the translator today.
Please.
But basically, you're saying that basically from the show Mshini Womhlaba,
Mshini Womhlaba.
Womhlaba, sorry.
Yeah.
Womhlaba. Basically, they had a task to write a love song. Now he's like, I don't really write love songs that much, but you know what? Let me challenge myself. Let me do it. So basically, like, he was basically, I'm not sure if this was the correct translation, forgive me if it's not, but basically you were inspired by the name Tumelo, basically.
Yeah.
And it's like, ooh, this is a nice name. And just the meaning behind it, and you're just like, let me write a song about that.
Mm.
But was the song dedicated to anyone special?
Oh.
Did you have someone in mind when you were writing the song?
Hey, masingangeni kakhulu. Masingangeni kakhulu.
We won't get into that too much.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's okay.
Let's not touch on that topic, hey. But I mean, I heard a little birdie say that you actually want to perform Tumelo
sure.
for us.
Okay.
So take it away.
All right. Arie. Yeah. Auzanzo di no sanzo Auzanzo olwa mutsanzo luna mandla Uzanzo lwa daluthola kumama Jonga di doktanza kutsanzo lweqiniso Uzanzo lwa dalufunza kumama Jonga di doktanza Kotanzo lweqiniso Tumelo 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 ke o rata Tumelo 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 ke o rata Andizange Tambono njengawe Wena wamuhle umuhle mntwana bantu Izizwe zonke diziyambile kodwa zange tambono njengawe Uthanzo lwakho luyabiza tali Uyigolide igolide yam wethumelo thumelo We tumelo tumelo kia urata wena yeah We tumelo tumelo We tumelo tumelo kia urata wena yeah Tia kutsanza wena kia uranza wena We tumelo tumelo yeah Kali rato la kaki rata wena fela tali We tumelo tumelo yeah We tumelo tumelo We tumelo tumelo Kia urata wena yeah. We tumelo tumelo We tumelo tumelo Kia urata wena le Walale, walale, we tumelo, yeah, we melo, tumelo, tumelo, yaugat. Yeah, that's tumelo.
Absolutely amazing. No, it's I think it's understandable why you won the competition.
Did you
Did you hear that? It's obvious.
Like, come on, like it was just you had it in the bag from day one.
Yeah.
As simple as that. No competition even, no other question about who was gonna win.
Like, people were left shaking. But like prior to the competition, like do you feel like the competition changed the way you go about like, you know, writing music, performing music and just the overall creative process?
A competition, bra. Ndi choine ngokwe kwakwinto zemali. Yabo. Ngoba I have a lot of music. Yabo. Because ukubhala I started from 2005. Yabo. Then I trained myself since 2005 until now. Yabo. So kwi competition ndiye mna sendibone sendizitrainile enough anything yayenzeka phayana yenzeke kuyinto endiyaziyo yabo fundiswe ukubhala umculo ndiyakwazi ubhala umculo. Sifundiswe ukuperforma, ndiyakwazi ukuperforma. Yabo. So akhonto engathi ichintshile mna, yabo. But i reason yami bendiyaphana ngoba ndinomdla wokurekhoda i-album. Ndingenamali. Yabo. So ndayibona kwi opportunity yoba ndingakwazi kuyirekhoda le album. If ndingajoyina phaya, maybe ndingawina. Yabo. So nyani ke ndawina. Ndandingenele mepha kuyowina. Not ukuyofunda anything else. Yabo. Kuyowina nje. Yabo nyani ke ndafika ndawina nyani.
Period. And I feel like with like, because at the end of the day it is quite, how do you say this? It's quite, in terms of the music industry, when it comes to like finances and recording album, it is, it gets a bit tricky. And I feel like it was a great opportunity because I think you took it in the bag. And I feel like also you had the experience, you had everything behind you. So it's just like, let me just see what I can do. And I'm a pro, because you came as a pro, basically.
Yeah. And I feel like a lot of the times as well, the music industry is quite shy when it comes to a new genre. And specifically for you, you've made Bakusho like mainstream.
Yeah.
When I Googled the genre, you came up and it was like, Jolisa is the one that pioneered
the icon.
This genre. Like he started it, he's making it well known. So like, how did you encompass that? How can you describe to a listener, to myself, to Tiko, how do you describe Baco Soul?
Ipaka Soul, ngathi okokuqala like combination yeah Afro Soul, Maskandi. Little bit of jazz, then even elements the sibhaca, ukuya yabo, ukuya spiritual singing, ukuvalela spiritual humming, ukusina yabo, ukqhaba yabo, yes. So idibanisa as a sound, then Windway one ibe ibhaca soul. Yeah.
And I feel like all of those combinations together just create something so beautiful, actually. Because definitely. And it's also innovative, you know. Yeah. Like, it's like, ain't nobody else doing this. Like, because as Samir said, you are basically the face of Baco Soul.
Yeah.
And not only are you the face, you're the trailblazer in this industry where I do feel like sometimes the music industry can kind of like tend to box people, like, oh, you must do this, you must do that genre. And I feel like you're basically saying, listen, I'm going to take elements of different genres and I'm
make it just my own.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing and it's really original. And I feel like your listeners as well, they probably really appreciate that. Whereas you involve in all these different elements, but you're making it something so unique that they can still connect to as well.
Yeah.
So it's something really cool at the same time. And I mean, I wanted to ask, besides, you know, including all these different elements, all these inspirations, what inspiration do you find from different artists? Or who are the artists that inspire you?
Ekhaya sikhule simamela uMaskandi kakhulu, because ama ngokobubhaca yabo eyona sound esigxile kuyo nguMaskandi, yabo. Even nasekhaya babe ngayi understand le nto uba ndiyenza le sound endiyenzayo, yabo, because babelieve uba bawulibhaca funeke wenze uMaskandi. So i-artist ebendikholelwa kuyo kakhulu ndikhula ngumfazi omnyama, yabo, ndimmamele kakhulu umfazi omnyama, then no Ringo Madlingosi. Yabo. Yeah, ngabona abantu ke aba andingathi even indlela istyle somculo wam, yabo, nendlela endibhala ngayo, yabo, from aba bantu abayi-2, uRingo Madlingosi nomfazi omnyama.
Definitely. Yeah. I feel like those are actually like two like iconic artists. And I feel like you can definitely hear, like, you know, I can see it working, especially if, like, you know, you're to collaborate with them and just, like, how it just brings it together. That would be amazing. I'm excited about
it. I mean, on that topic, what would be your top 3 collaborations? Like, any dream artist of yours, who would you want to collab with?
2018, I posted on Facebook, yeah, boy. that I want to collaborate with Unati, Java, Ringo. But one of them, ukhona kwe album. For now, anizochuba hayi ngubani, but one of them ukhona kwe album. But ngingabona abantu abo okudala nda bawela collaborator nabo. Yeah, Nati, Java, and Ringo Madlingos.
I feel like now we need to have a puzzle, like, which one is it? Like, the guessing came now, because, like, you want to do this a surprise.
Can we ask then, is it one of the features on your album?
Yeah.
On your
One of them.
One of them is on your album.
But I won't mention the name.
Oh my goodness, you're going to leave us in a long way. No, like, really.
Because we're trying to figure out, like, who is it? But I guess, you know, I feel like the surprise makes it worth it.
Yes. Yeah,
like, definitely. Our drops are like, okay, it's this one.
So it's one of those three. We have to wait and stay for the update. I mean, you know what? You should do like breadcrumbs on your Insta as well.
Post all of them.
You know, I will. When you're in the studio, just post one of their songs every time. Then we're going to be like, who is it?
Yeah.
Definitely.
I mean, who knows? Maybe we could even get a music video with that song.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we're manifesting the other two as well.
Nakanjani.
Deluxe edition.
Next album. For every album, one of them. Definitely. Definitely.
But speaking on the album, so what would you say is, like, when you were, like, composing this album and really thinking what I want the world to kind of hear when it comes to Baca Soul, like, what was the main inspiration of the album? And, like, what did you really think going into the album, this is what I want to say and this is what I want to do?
Kule nto yami yasinantsika yesiphiwo sengoma ingoma yomoya andibhali andivele ndidecide uba okay now I want to write about yabo yes yabo kuba yimoment yabo uba okay kwenzeka into kanje okanye kum yabo okanye yinto endithatshile from someone yabo then iphume loo nto ibe ingoma andifuni ndikwazi ukubhala phantsi yabo but umculo wam usentloko wonke yabo andiwubhali phantsi ndifumana itaski yokuwubhala only xa funeke submithile yabo ya ndiwubhale phantsi but ukubhala phantsi andikwazi yabo so mna ndibhala ngokwendlela endiziva ngayo okanye intoni eyenzekileyo kuwe yabo and ke ngoku I believe into yoba into eyenzeke kum even nakomnye umntu iyenzekile ngendlela eyenzeke ngayo yabo so ingoma xa iphilisa mna kuizi uba iphilise omnye umntu yeah.
And I feel like that's actually the best way to do it. Because I feel like going the traditional route of like, okay, I have to do this, I have to do that, I have to do that. It's like, it takes away the heart from the music. And I do like, feel like when we listen to your songs, especially Utumelo, you can feel the heart. Like, you can really feel the heart and the soul in it. And I feel like it also carries itself live as well. Because that's also another aspect to it, the live.
Yeah.
Live music.
And I mean, you had a performance of it back in Durban at the Imbizo Showcase. So how was that for you?
Bengalu get Durban. Bengala. Suppose ndiye eDurban last year and njengoba besendi-announcile uba ndiyaperforma last year kwavela le nto yecompetition yabo so I didn't attend iDurban because of ushuni womhlaba yes so kulo nyaka besizama ukubuyisa loo nto yabo yindawo and believe kakhulu iDurban intoba le sound yam ingayithanda yabo sokudala ndinqwenele intoba endifuna ukuya mani eDurban yabo ndike ndiyophefoma khona yabo so that ndibone uba i-reaction yabo injani yabo xa bemamele lo mculo yabo so ibiyinto enkulu kakhulu intoba ndiyophefoma eDurban yeah.
And would you say that they really, like, received your sound well? Because I assume, like, they would, Shem, like...
Nakanjani.
Like...
Babe, because even the owner, I think, ibite is a nigga, it date up October. Mm. Mamanpinde, ndiye owner ke nguye space is yabo ndiphinde ndiye khona yabo that means yeah sasenze kahle kakhulu
exactly and yeah. I feel like I mean let me just say like I feel like each and every province, the whole world will enjoy your music, in my opinion. Mm. Like, I feel like it's just so beautiful that it's gonna just cross the nation, cross the oceans, and just heal the world.
Yeah. And I hope it actually, the city that supports you the most is PE.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you are homegrown here, you know? Our very own artists, so PE should pull through. And I mean, on September 13th, I believe, you had your pre-launch.
Pre-launch, yes.
Yes, your MPE. So how was that for you? I hope it was a full circle moment, being able to perform here in your hometown.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Na yonje, bekumnandi man kakhulu, yabo. But ke, kwi pre-launch, si targeta is basis ngin, yabo. Because asifuni, we are all out, yabo. EBC space is 50 people. Yes, but it's not Sigile. So, nje, Miss Habli Sanje Abandu, Gamnandi. But on the final, the 8 was our ball.
Oh,
yeah. This is our bill. This is our bill. Yeah.
And I'm excited because you told us 8 November is going to be the main launch.
Yeah. You heard it here first. You heard it here first.
Exclusive news.
The 8th of November. Where are we again? Where's the venue?
Athenaeum Central.
Athenaeum. In Central. So you know where to be. You know where to be. You know. Follow the socials to get the tickets, everyone. You know where to be. Definitely.
Yeah.
Like, I'm still so excited for the 8th because also we're hearing that now you're also going to go to Cape Town now.
Mm. Yeah.
And it's so exciting to hear that. Okay, Cape Town is finally going to experience it and it's going to be amazing. But is there, like, when you travel different cities, is there something that you, like, when it comes, not to say the set list, but more so the energy of each and every different city. Would you say that now going to Cape Town, is it also like with Durban, like, okay, we're trying out to see if they, how they feel about it, or you're just like, you know what, here am I, and like, just experience it. Like, is there anything you're expecting from the Cape Town audience?
Eyonando, and then Zandi, the Cape Town girl. Just check up ako Apple Music, pako app zethu, yabo. Man check up I Cape Town ya leader, koko kumamela umculo wami, yabo. Iba I Cape Town, Joburg, PE, yabo. So I feel like dine fan base ekhona pa, yabo. So angikwazi manje ngenza le tour dingayi Cape Town, yabo. Yeah.
Definitely. And I mean, I know you have a second song that you want to perform for us as well.
Yeah, bo.
But before we get into that, what can your audience look forward to? What can all the listeners, besides coming up now after the 21st and then as well the 8th of November, what all can we look forward to on your album especially?
Okay. Ingoma lenza iperforma ngoku se release yona nge 26 September.
Ooh.
Then the album nayo se release ngo October. Yeah, zizinto engisabhizi nazo ezo ngoku. Itho noku release umculo. Yeah.
Definitely. I'm excited too. I really can't wait for the main launch.
No, it's like, really, I'm really so excited. But I feel like, you know, this upcoming performance that you're going to do for us now. Could you tell us more about the song that you're going to perform for us right now?
Okay. Le ingoma ngumthandazo. Iti magukanye. Nayo ndiyenze ngam. Yabo. Ngoba. Awuchonge nje lokhule ngayo. Nendlela oyihambayo uyabo ujonge ngasemva ubone ba esh endidlule ezintweni uyabo and nangoku ndihamba nje kusekhona into endidlula kuzo ezinzima so ngale ngoma kukuzinika ithemba mna Joliza then ndinika ithemba abantu uyabo yeah lo ngoma enjalo.
Oh, and I feel like I love that message of like giving, since you try, right timbers trust, just to make sure.
Yeah.
Yes.
Hope.
Okay, yeah. Hope. Ooh, I love that.
We learn a new word every day.
We learn. So I feel like it's a quite a beautiful message, actually. Mm. But I feel like we should get into it.
Let's go.
See you again, Bichan. Wakanya mapupo wena nkosu wenami wena mawakanya mapupo wena nkosu wenami ubenami eya tayazu namhlanje kafani naizolo Diazo so manja ngamu nenjongo Noba sek nyuga nkini sumol Noma sen lila ngpega pambili Nyembe se ndota aziweli pants Ngebale ndota lopela pagati Kina kini sikinga bomibu njalo Mawakanya mapupo mawakubege Ingo sibe nami Ngobi zulu lelam Mawakanya mapupo Mawakubege Ingo sibe nam Ngobi zulu lelam Ogo Disi wandi vugam na Wakalu koko Kotwa ngomsuzo vuya Insuku zona ziyamba ange uhlale kunjena makukhanye mawaqhubeke mawakhanya maphupho makukhanye mama Magukanye amapupho magukanye ngobizululela Ngobizululela mawakanya mapupho magukanye wemveli ngangi baba uzuphendule imikhuleko yethu singabantwana bakho simakade usilethele ukukhanya usivulele zonke indlela zethu baba usibusise baba usibusise baba makukhanye wena nkosi ube nam ngobizulu lela mawakhanya maphupho mawaqhube Ingosi benam ngobizulu lelam Can we sing along? Mawakhanya maphupho mawaqhubeke Ingosi benam ngobizulu lelam Mawakhanya maphupho mawaqhubeke Ingosi benam Ngobizululela for the last time. Eh, mawakhanya maphupho mawaqhubeke Inkosi wena ngobizululela. Thank you.
I love it. No, you have a stage presence.
Like
Please. Oh my goodness, no. You can never ask me to sing again.
Yeah, singing is not...
Yeah, your voice is made for everyone to hear. Please. Not mine. But thank you so much for joining us in studio today.
That's
we really appreciate you being here, sharing your wonderful voice with us, and all your upcoming news. We wish you all the best from Madiba's Radio. And for our listeners and for Kiko and I, where can we find you on the socials, your Instagram, your Facebook, your TikTok? How can we follow you? How can we keep up to date with you?
On all socials, Ndingu Choliza Bacasol. Yeah.
I feel like that's even like it's icon. It's iconic name. And like, can I just say, like, I love your outfit actually. Like,
yeah,
it's very on brand.
It is.
It's like you're pushing the back so.
Like,
you're making it a trademark. Like, and I love that.
You know.
Nah, I'll shine.
But once again, thank you so much for joining us. It's been really like an amazing conversation and really getting to know you, getting to know your music, and just like I'm left speechless right now.
No, really, and an eye opener for this new genre of music that you're introducing. It's really amazing. Yeah,
definitely. But of course, we have reached the end of the weekday show. Imagine, like, I feel like maybe we should go over time, you know, after concert in Yana. But unfortunately, we gotta stick to the rules.
Yeah.
But of course, Tamia, where can they find you on the social media platforms?
You can find me at Tamia.Lewitz on my Instagram and Tamia_Lewitz on my TikTok. And you, Kiko?
Of course, you can find me on Instagram at Ketela.Kiko and on Facebook. Is that Facebook? Yes, Facebook. On K Ndlovu. And for Madiba's Radio, follow us everywhere, worldwide, international, all social media platforms. Who knows? We're on LinkedIn as well.
Definitely.
Job. Who knows?
Join us here in studio. But that's been from the Weekday Shake. That's been a beautiful episode. And we can't wait to see you again and hear from you again, and that you can hear us again. Bye.
Bye.
The best youth station in the Bay. Madiba's Radio.